And that is the same question that residents of other tornado-devastated communities are asking today. Many of them say their towns will never be the same. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the cleanup in Brimfield.
On Hollow Road in Brimfield, songbirds filled the air as sunlight broke. There wasn't a cloud in the sky or a large tree left standing. A half-mile path of pines on a forest ridge had snapped off, and four houses were demolished or ruined across the street from Steve Pfeiffer's place.
This is what you see on TV from the middle of the country. I guess we don't expect it here.
He wasn't old enough to remember the 38 hurricane, but this was like what his mother had told him about. The big-framed woodworker was still stunned as he faced the ruins of his workshop and his neighborhood and recalled finding people in the wreckage, like the 86-year-old woman across the street.
I got up to the stairs, and she was at the head of the stairs with no walls around her.
He, like everyone else on Hollow Road, spoke in the grammar of catastrophe. Everything was past tense.
This lady, there was a house here. It's totally gone. It's in the front. And she was standing at the top of her driveway. She said, "What happened?" She didn't know what happened. And I don't know how she survived that one.
This was where the door was. This is where the mobile homes were. Nobody's seen them since. The field of debris led to where his tenants, a 72-year-old woman, her daughter, and her granddaughter lived.
This was a two-story building. This was an apartment downstairs where the grandmother lived. Middle of that rubble, I saw three heads. And I thought I was sure I was going to find bodies.
And they were just standing there?
They were standing here. And I said, "Are you okay?" We don't dare move because of the electrical.
They survived.
How? I don't know. Somebody was watching.
Hollowed out on Hollow Road in no more than 3 seconds of storm, Steve Pfeiffer needed a lot more coffee. His workshop and his tools, his means to make a living, were up in the air.
I got jobs. I don't know where my money's going to come from. Man, I've never seen this.
Down the road a short bit sat an empty concrete pad. Wall insulation hung from the snags of trees. On that pad, a mobile home had once sat. The owner was inside when the tornado lifted it, Wizard of Oz style, into the sky.
Well, this guy actually hung on to his cat. He had his cat with him, and him and the cat both survived in the mobile home, even though he was airborne when it all happened.
Said David Killian, who lives next door and only lost a window. The man and his cat had fallen from the mobile home before it fell apart and then fell on them. Across the street where the barn once was, the horses had been rescued. The people who lived upstairs were homeless. Matt McLean was thankful his wife, who'd run into the last stall, had survived when the barn came down around her. His friend, Ron Weston, lost his horse business.
I'm the owner of Hollowbrook Farm, or was. There's not much left.
He's still the owner.
Yeah.
He's still the owner.
Yeah, well, that's about all I can say for it.
No, Ron, it's only material. We're all still alive.
Oh, yeah.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.